Okay. Every culture has muddied the waters, so to speak, with regard to the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? All of our cultures, whether it be American or Brazilian or Japanese, has something in it that has developed either naturally or intentionally to become a block to people being able to understand and receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. But today we want to talk about the Japanese cultural barriers to the gospel. So just the first question I want to ask you guys, and you can all think about this, you can refuse to answer and pass the mic on if you want, but if you all do that, we'll start all over again. But take a minute or, you know, however long you feel necessary to share what you see as a potential cultural barrier in the Japanese culture. Many of the people here have either not lived in Japan or have very little experience with Japan and the Japanese culture. So would you just share what's in your heart and your mind? Yes. He's asking, is it things that the Christian Japanese culture has created or the culture in itself is a barrier? I would say either one you want. But, yeah, just I was thinking basically in the Japanese culture itself, whether they're Christian or not, already in the culture, that makes it difficult for them to receive the gospel. Okay? And because I walked over here, you get to start. Okay? So, if you don't have to answer, but if you can share from your wisdom, then please do so. Say your name, and then again, for the sake of the recording, and anything that you have to say.
Okay, don't waste time. I'm Rosalind. I have been thinking about this question as well, but I don't think I would get all the answers. But one thing that rushed through my mind over past few days or the last month when I was trying to reorganize the thoughts that I have as a person that came from various backgrounds, Chinese, Malaysian, Hong Kong, Malay, Indians sometimes. I do find that I find something that is typical in Japanese or Christians when we look into Japanese. What are the things that actually stumble them from receiving Christ? I think we see things from a lot of our own perspective, not on their own perspective. Like Chrysanthemum and the Sword is sort of like the golden Bible book that a lot of people use to try to understand Japanese. And unfortunately, a lot of Japanese is trying to do so as well, trying to learn about their own culture from an outside perspective, that they lose the appreciation or a positive values on their own culture, which very much, I think, serve as a redemptive tools for gospel presentation. I think Dr. Daniel Kikawa probably have an even much better understanding of this.
He can answer for all of us. He's the expert.
My background is intercultural studies. So as far as being an expert on Japan, I'm probably the least. But looking at it from a macro perspective is, and working with people groups who are non-Western, not Western people groups around the world, the biggest barrier that I see is they see it's a foreign gospel and a foreign God. It's not our God. It's not for us. And this God doesn't love us, or at least we're second-class citizens to our white brothers and sisters because we have to be like them and act like them and reject our culture and accept their culture to be good Christians. And that is the biggest problem that I've seen with non-Western peoples around the world. If God, we accept God because he first loved us, and it's by the love we show. And I know you guys do it on an individual basis, I can see, with different individuals. But when we look at a whole people group, we're telling them that God doesn't love you. So we start out on a negative note already, because we're saying if he doesn't love their culture, and every culture has things that the devil put in there, but the devil is not a creator. He didn't create Japanese culture. He just can dirty it and steal it. But if we say everything about your culture is evil and of the devil and no good, we're telling the people you're no good. Because the culture flows out from the people. Culture didn't make the people made the culture by what flowed out of their soul, because God made them that way. So we're saying God doesn't love you. And so it's like we're saying, we're telling them God loves you, but we're really saying God doesn't love you, and he's a foreign God, not your God. And so that's the biggest barrier that I found.
Yeah, really, I shouldn't have sat next to Daniel. Oh, okay. I thought we just did that. I'm Ken Milhouse, and I minister to Japanese primarily in Boston. I guess, there's a lot of different things you could say, but one of the elements, I get asked all the time, what are the Japanese religions? And, you know, the standard answer, Shintoism, Buddhism, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, I always tell people then, those are kind of tatem, they're what they do traditionally or culturally, that's part of their culture, but in terms of belief system, it's not necessarily true. It's something they do, not necessarily, and I'm not talking every Japanese, but generally speaking, not necessarily what they believe. And I think one of the barriers to the gospel is that many Japanese don't have a faith system. They're kind of mukanshin towards anything, quote-unquote, religious. And because they have no interest, they don't care, they don't have a faith system, it's very hard for them to develop one. And for me, because they are mukanshin, because they don't... Unconcerned. They're not concerned about religious kinds of issues, unless something ultimately big happens. One of the reasons I think they can be more open while they're over here is because all of a sudden they have things happen and they don't know how to deal with it, because up until then they haven't had any kind of system to deal with it. So I would say one barrier is that concept that they really don't have a faith-based system at all, for the most part.
I'm Yuriko. I'll say two things. One is the fear of unknown. The Japanese people heard a lot of problem about the cult activity in Japan, especially near the Mount Fuji. So they heard many stories through the news, the group of cult, what they did, and so strange things. So the people really afraid to involve the religions. So they see the Christianity also one of the religions, and then they come, first time they come and they see the people sing together and just be quiet, listen pastor's story. I think that's the one of the things, fear to unknown. So I really like the way you American people approach to then building a friendship one by one, or one, just have a party, let their heart open. They're Christian, are not strange people, they are loving people. I think that's, you are using the wonderful way to reach out Japanese. Second is the boundage of family, especially the firstborn son cannot convert. The firstborn son has responsibility to inherit the way the family did. Especially my husband, the firstborn son, heard a gospel, yet his grandfather used to be a mayor, has a mountain and lands in Fukushima Prefecture. So he's the one who has to inherit not only the land and mountain, but also the religious activity for the relatives. So he heard a gospel through the campus ministry, and he became a Christian. Yet he shared about it to parents. Father get angry. Stop, don't. So kept calling to him. He kept showing the respect to parents, yet their persecution continued for 4 years. But my husband just sent the message, tape, did the respect, shown the respect. But God did the great things. The parents got saved through one of the great things. So God does. So whenever we meet the Japanese, especially a firstborn son, women kind of free. You know, I can learn American thing, I can be Christian. But firstborn son, bounded by the religious, the way they, he has to be. So please encourage him. God stand with you once you step the faith in Christ. God work with you. You don't need to worry about your parents or, you know, inherited things. God work for them.
Hey, Tim Boyle. I wanted to second what Daniel Kikawa said, and is related to that would be the linguistic aspect of concepts. When you use Japanese terms to, you know, that are supposedly, you know, trying to relate a biblical concept, oftentimes, you know, as I say, gets lost in the translation. The word kami, you know, for God, it's the same word that they use for the local god, the local deities. And so if you're talking about kami-sama, you know, what are they thinking about when they hear that word? Well, they may be very different from what you have in your mind. And so this problem of being able to communicate the concepts using, you know, the words that are there in their language with all the baggage that comes along with it. This is a major barrier that takes a lot of effort to get around. And, you know, using, you know, various kinds of tools to help them understand who God is. What does it mean to say kami, you know? And then, like, for a word like sin, for instance, you know, tsumi, they don't really distinguish between tsumi, you know, between sin and crime. And or forgiveness be the same type thing. So forgiveness, it could be, you know, yurushi could be permission or forgiveness, depending on the context. So technically, you could be saying you're talking about the forgiveness of sins, you know, sumini yurushi. That could be permission for crimes, you know, the same words. But of course, they don't really think that. But it's so vague. Because of the vagueness of the language, you have to be aware of this problem of really communicating what the real meaning is. And so it takes a little bit of effort. You can't just translate it directly and expect them to have something that they can really, you know, understand from the first try, because it seems so foreign to them. And that's related to the foreignness of the, you know, this is a foreign god type thing. It was also in a foreign language in the sense of their own thinking system. You have to kind of figure out how to transfer that into something that will really relate to them. And for instance, you know, using these characters to use, or some of their tools that help them picture what is really being communicated. That's, I think, is really an important key then. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Toshio Nagai. My point of view is different from those who mentioned earlier. I'd like to mention two things about the Japanese Christian culture. The churchgoers have a tendency to talk or tell something about those who stop coming to church. Without praying for those who stop coming to church, we have a tendency to, churchgoers have a tendency to say, oh, why they don't come to church or something like that. And the second one is those who are saved and baptized at church and decided to leave church. And they may have a tendency to say, oh, when I was young, I just experienced. That's all. Now I don't need that kind of thing. Then that kind of the idea may be a kind of a stumbling block to those who like to go to church or that kind of thing. Thank you.
My name is Setsu Kuroda. I think one of the things that blocks Japanese to receive the gospel is the eyes of the others, what others would think of me, what others would think of the religion. So for them to be away from their family and friends, it is actually a great opportunities open door for them to hear the gospel without being fearful of others. And sometimes international student ministry opportunities might be better than all Japanese group because there are other Japanese in the same community that you're part of is listening to what you're saying. So if you really want to talk to that person and what he or she is thinking about the gospel, it is always good to have one-on-one conversation with that person.
Oh, how many times you can pass? Okay, I'm Masahiro Takata. I've been at least over, you know, just 1 or 2 years living in different parts of the world, Papua New Guinea and Indonesia and the Philippines and also USA. And of course, each country have a very unique culture. But the culture is a kind of a system to protect ourselves or themselves. And each generation to develop and establish different norms, how we live around or, you know, just to move around ourselves, you know. And those changes, and some say generation gap, and but it changes. But something don't change or easy to change. It's a very Japanese-ness for us as Japanese, like Girito Ninjo, or Honne to Tatemae, or Uchiwa, or Mura. Those kind of are just a concept that very generally we hear. Even young generation, you know, just become more open and to the different cultures or peoples or things, and you know, but still deeper and hidden under the water with like iceberg, you know, just norms that the formal things can be written, can be a formal to be written, and can we can see, we can read it, we can understand through reading, but bottom under the water, it's much bigger, which we cannot understand. I mean, we are not informed. We need to find us by ourselves as we get into the inside. But still, Japanese are very rigid to open doors, outsider to come in. And so we things are changed already, so many things in Japan. But the deeper things, I think we haven't much changed yet. You have to still read the lines with the people, what to think, or, you know, just how parents or relatives that think as we come into the different point. So that's what just, you know, it's much getting complicated and confused for us to deliver the Gospels to the different generations, but it's more deeper to the older generation in Japan.
Thank you very much. Yeah, all our leaders already finished, so I say it might be nothing, but I think one of the most important mission in the world is Japanese evangelism. So I think the people who are attending here is one of the most wonderful people. So I'm very glad to be here. So Japan has now the culture of barrier. The Japan has a long history of closed for more than 200 years. So it's a very isolated country. Has a long history of more than 250 years. Yeah, so the Japanese feudal government controlled all over the Japan. So they had a special method to watch each other, not to become Christians. Five families systems. If in the five families, Fuji family is a Christian, if outside of the five family group said, tell to the government, whole five families are persecuted, killed. So Japanese people watch each other's, not to become Christians. That influence still continues. So Japanese people are fearful eyes of neighbors every time. So it's difficult to decide by oneself. To make a decision is one of the most difficult things for Japanese people. Don't you might know about that. So, and also that influence, the bad spiritual influence. So many, many missionaries who first visit in Japan and drop out the and from the airplanes feel bad atmospheres is coming. Japan whole island is covered by strong evil spiritual influence. So the Japanese people who went out from Japan, go out from Japan, they are very freely. Their heart is very softened, easy to accept Jesus Christ because of their no influence of such a bad influence. So we should think. So many people should, many Japanese people should go out overseas. So that it's easy to accept Jesus Christ. And also such a influence of Japan's, most of Japanese people are unmatured for spiritualism. So easy to accept anything such as New Age movement. Yeah, easy to treat it. And also, Japanese people are spiritually confused. So we have to teach, educate Japanese people. Yeah. I'm planting a church in Fresno and Sacramento. Most of the Japanese tradition religion imported theirs. They are strongly connected with Japanese traditional religion, such as Buddhism, Seichonoye, also Sekaikyu Seikyo, Tendikyo, Konkokyo, everything, Mahikari, Sekaikyu Seikyo, everything are imported. They are strongly connected with that religions. Their main community is a community center, is a Buddhist center. So if I will not go to the Buddhism community center, I can't preach the message. So my such a hard histories also. Most Japanese, all the Japanese people are persecuted. During World War II, they are entered in the concentration camp. So most people who enter the concentration camp don't, they are fearful Christianities. Christianities. Fearful Christianities. So such a cultural barrier still exists. So I want to know how do I do?
This is fascinating for me. I lived in Japan for 20 years, and I wish I'd have heard all this before I went. I don't know if you guys, you know, when someone like Takata Sensei pulls out a Japanese word, honne tatemae, you ought to turn and look at the Japanese near you and see his response. I was watching, I was going, and as soon as he nailed those key phrases, everybody that was, you know, Japanese of descent started nodding their head. And it really connected with them, you could tell. And so, we've got quite a list, you know, and I'm sure we could go on and on about the barriers, the cultural barriers that make it difficult for the Japanese to accept Christ. You know, the negative spiritual atmosphere, the extremely negative spiritual atmosphere in Japan, the darkness that they battle. And you'll hear Japanese young people say how free they feel when they come to America. And it's not just because we have wide open spaces. There is really a spiritual freedom. But I have one more question for you guys, and you didn't know this one was coming, but I appreciate you giving me enough time to be able to ask it. In short, maybe just 1 minute answers, think of the different things that were listed here by each of you. It doesn't have to be the one you mentioned, but can you give us any kind of insight or hope into what might be a solution? Now, I realize that if you had all the answers, Japan would be Christian tomorrow. But you might have something that can trigger in the hearts of the people sitting here an idea that they'd never thought of before. Maybe you heard somebody else mention a problem, and I don't want you to give all the answers to all the problems, but pick one of the cultural barriers and just kind of give us an idea, something that maybe you've tried and it's worked. You know, maybe it doesn't work with everybody, but you've tried it and it has worked, or something that you think might work. And just maybe, you know, 60 seconds, 90 seconds each, and then I want us to have a word of prayer at the end.
I think only prayer and build up a good, friendly relationship.
I don't know Japanese churches how characterized. Neighboring countries, Korea, churches, they are characterized prayers. Philippines, they are characterized praise. They have some character. I don't know what will be for Japan. That's what we need to do it.
I think that love covers a multitude of sins and a multitude of barriers, and I think that genuine care representing Jesus' love and building that into the relationships that you have can break down a lot of barriers, because people want to be loved and accepted in any society, and regardless of the barriers that there might be, a lot of these barriers are not contributing to a satisfying life for Japanese people today, and there are many social problems that are separating them even from these cultural barriers that are part of tradition. And tradition does have a lot of things inherently that we are never going to be able to change. But what we can apply is the same strategy that Jesus used in caring for people, in knowing them, in paying attention to their needs, and meeting them at the point of their needs. So I think we have to use each one, whatever the gift is, that gifts, resources that we have been entrusted with, and the people that have been made part of our natural accessibility structure, and use those in a faithful way to be representatives of Christ's love. And Christ's love can break through all these kinds of barriers that we could never do intellectually or mechanically or in, you know, even cross-cultural training that tells us to understand the other side. Of course we need to understand the other side. That's part of loving. But to love in a way that is very real, very genuine, gives us the opportunity to share God's love. So I think that that's the overcoming power. And that's where all of us can make a contribution and treat the people that have been entrusted to us with the care that God has given to us.
One of the things that's going to help, and I'm going to be speaking about the returnees going back, but the mentoring relationship. If you mentor them, if you disciple them very closely, I think that's one of the things that's going to encourage, not only encourage, but equip those who are going back. And the returnees who's going to go back, for them to have vision that they're the one who are reaching out to their family and friends, and wherever God's going to send them, I think it's going to turn Japan upside down for God.
Intercessory prayer. If we are in one city, it might be a best idea for us to start praying for the mayor without knowing the name. And if we pass by elementary school, I try to pray for the teachers and students who are in that school just for a second. Yeah, I like a pastime. And so I like to take a walk. So while taking a walk, my tendency is to just pray for the schools or the just houses without by looking at the hyosatsu, the name tags of each entrance there. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of different kind of barriers that are involved, and I think one key is to it's related to this relational thing. You know, you need to find out where people are. If their barrier is, say, intellectual, and you're dealing only with, you know, heart or, you know, emotional type things or something, then it's not going to really speak to them. Or if it's the other way around, if the thing that's keeping them from Christ is some sort of emotional thing, then if you're just talking about head things, that's not going to really relate to them either. So you need to find out where they are. But I think there are a lot of good tools out there that will help. And, you know, and for instance, in student work, a lot of times there'd be people that have, they've heard only evolution and this sort of stuff, and kind of that's where they think that's what is reality. And so if you can give them answers that show that there really is a God, that there really is a creator, and then help them to kind of get a little curiosity. Well, I'd like to find out what that God is or who that is. And then you can kind of go on. But you kind of need to get to first base before you can hit a home run. It's not too often we hit a home run, you know, to use a baseball analogy. We have to get a single first, you know, to get them to first base and then to second, and then, you know, get them around before you can get them to home base. And so that's how I think you get, a more effective approach, is to really find out where they are and try to meet the, you know, to use an approach that matches the need they have, the barriers that they have.
What's the effective way, you think, to reach out? I think that Japanese people grew up with a high expectation from the parents, from the society, you have to reach this goal. You have to reach, you know, these things. Then we give you approval. So that I think the Japanese people knows how to pleasing people. So, but even they got saved, They feel like they have to earn. They have to make effort. They have to work hard to be loved. So I always focus that by God's grace, look at what's the meaning of the grace. God already loves you. God already approved you because Jesus Christ. So I always focus Jesus, who is the gift from God. So you don't need to work hard. I have seen that Japanese people emotionally amazed, especially by the perfectionism. They want to be perfect. They have to be perfect. Once they cannot reach the perfect, they judge themselves and have a lower self-esteem. So I always emphasize, you are fine because Jesus already loves you. And I just dig out somebody and tell the tatemae and the honne to tatemae. I think that's true, but I try always create the fellowship, honne, share the truth. I initiate to share the truth, testimony that I've been through, so that I hope effect to the other Christians. Yes, this is the community that I can also share, and we will not share what I heard to the outside of the body of the Christ. We protect by the love one another, but I just always try to create not tatemae. Tatemae is such a not good community that happened in the church if we don't guard that body of the Christ. So as a pastor, I always lead the people to share the honne before God and just before a sister and a brother in Christ. I hope it helped.
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's the same thing I said this morning and several of the panel people said it just now. Relationship, relationship, relationship. And that's getting to know them, getting to know their felt needs and where they're at and what they're dealing with, and answering those, just being there for them. It's all based on relationship. We can't have fly-by-night just, you know, I'm going to present the gospel and that's it, and no more relationship. It's the relationships that are key. The relationships can overcome the mukanshin, the not interest in spiritual stuff that I talked about. It can overcome ideas of the foreign God because now you're relating to them even though you're a foreigner. It can overcome many of these barriers, I think, that were just presented. And the relational friendship aspects, I think, is the key for reaching Japanese.
And I agree that it's the relationship. And we made a film for Japan, and they wanted to put it on Japanese TV and just show it. And I said no, because it's effective. What we did is effective with the relationship and showing the love of Christ. And we made, if you want to say an answer, I say a partial answer is what we did. I'll show you. This is not a commercial because we spent over $200,000 making these films and we give them free. So it's not for money in any way for us, except we want to see the Japanese come to Christ. And it just fills a gap in their thinking that he's a foreign God, a part of a gap, because there's a lot more work to do. Part of a gap that he's a foreign God who doesn't love our people, okay? And my ancestors and who I am as people. And so that's why we've done this film. It's free. It's over there. There's 200 copies. I don't want to bring any home. And so take as many as you want. We've had people where they've been shown the love of Christ, like a pastor with his parents for so long presenting the gospel to them, and they just said, no, because I'm Japanese. I can't accept this religion because I'm Japanese, and it isn't Japanese. And after seeing this, they came to Christ, and they brought three friends to Christ. It's been a piece of, for people who presenting the gospel, and this is a part of the barrier, they watch this, and it breaks down that part of the barrier. So it just filling a piece that I think is important for them to know, while the relationships are being built and everything, that he's not a foreign God and he loves our people.
I think when we see a typical Japanese trait of elements or emotional, you know, or a typical culture, I think it's wise if we can examine it thoroughly. You know, compare it, pray about it, to compare the constant contrast it with our own culture. Does it exist in somewhere? Like tatema and honne. I thought it was a golden Bible when I was reading it. I said, wow, this is so true because my experience with Japanese is such, even in the church. But then, as I begin to do more research, see more people, I begin to identify the elements in different culture. So I think to get Japanese goes with a saying, you know, to get everybody is the same. When we want to catch fish, we need to give that person the fishing rod or the fishing net. We need to teach the people how to come to God when they go home, when they are alone. If we think that praying is the key, we need to teach Japanese people to pray. I think teaching is one of the main things, and carefully construct our words when we love our when we love our people. It's no point to, this is because of your culture, because of what you did, you know, because of Tatemae and Hone, you know, you couldn't really experience. But if that is what it is, can we try to find the gist of it, the elements, the redemptive of it, the things that we can recognize in our own culture, that how we deal with it? I think that is something that we all need to relearn, I guess. I might be being too bold to say this. But this is what is in my heart. To examine everything again and again. Ask ourselves questions again and again. Is this what we are really dealing with? Is it the pride? Is it the shame? I think Japanese people had a tendency to put everything on their shoulder. Whatever we say to them, they agree with it because of their politeness. But it's not that they just agree, okay, shut down, you know, I go back, I'll be a second person. No, it's more than that. I think it's more than that. They really try to figure it out, and they try to match themselves in it. And then, you know, the burden that they carry from our words is like huge, is like multiplied. At the end, we do not know what our Bible class, what our Bible study, what our sharing had done to them. We probably put a much more huge load on them, as we thought we are supposed to make them light. And I think same thing happens to the Japanese Christians who come overseas to learn English so that they can do a theology class. The same thing. It's a culture shock. It's cultural. It not only happens to Japanese. Same thing with the Chinese students I'm reaching out to. So, that's what I need to say.